We're not at school yet?
We have time for a tiny bit more?
Yeah.
Okay, I tell you what, you tell the next bit of the story then.
No.
You know exactly what's happening.
No.
Go on.
No.
Tell me what happens
no.
when they're being... when the.
No.
Okay,
no.
Okay. Well, if you won't tell me the story, tell me which bit to tell you. Will we talk about Echo Island and the rhododendrons and the wrestling roots under the ground? Will I tell you about the port who was waiting for them on Echo Island? Or will I tell you about the ponies in the stream? Or will I tell you about the princess following the procession of the worms? Which of those four?
The rhododendrons.
The rhododendrons?
Yep. On Cacklegar Island.
On Echo Island?
Yeah.
Oh, I tell you what, they were fierce. Nobody knows how they got there, but it is believed that they got there because once upon a time the gods in the heavens were having a fight, and one of them picked up something and threw it at the other, and a bit of it landed on Achill Island, and it turned out to be a seed. And the seed of the rhododendron was sown on Achill Island in a dirty bit of soil and caused all of the trouble and beauty on Achill Island. Because that seed grew and was incredibly strong. And that seed didn't come from Ireland. Oh no, that seed had been carried by 20 birds all the way from China. Yes, rhododendrons come from China. Do you know where China is, by the way?
Yeah.
Is it in County Cork?
No.
Which part of Ireland is China? But would you say China is the biggest county in Ireland?
Yeah.
Or would you say it's a small country with a few people? What do you think of China?
It's kind of big.
Kind of big, yeah.
Okay.
And what kind of food?
I haven't really been to China at all.
Do you know what kind of food they eat there?
Noodles.
Do you know there's only one thing they don't eat in China that I can think of?
What?
And I might be wrong about this.
What?
Do you know the one thing that Chinese people will not eat? The heart of a dog.
What do you mean?
I mean they will not eat the heart of a dog in China.
Yeah, but we won't eat the heart of a dog.
I know, but the Chinese people will eat everything else. Think about it. Think about all the things that Chinese people can eat. Right? If the only thing they don't eat is the heart of a dog.
Yeah, but no one eats the heart of a dog.
Nobody eats the heart of a dog. At least I never met anybody who'd eaten the heart of a dog.
Me either.
No. But if Chinese people, the only thing they don't eat is the heart of a dog.
Why not?
Well, I don't know. Maybe somebody tasted the heart of a dog and decided it wasn't a nice taste. Or else maybe they think that if they eat the heart of a dog, they might turn into a dog. Maybe they don't want to turn into a dog. Why wouldn't you eat the heart of a dog?
They belong on Earth as well as we do, and they're good things as pets, and not to be eaten.
I agree with you.
Alive.
I agree. We shouldn't eat dogs alive. We definitely shouldn't. Definitely not. Should we eat dogs if they're dead?
No.
No.
Still, you should never eat a dog. They're part of. They belong on land as much as we do.
I agree.
Even though they can be a bit mean and nasty to people sometimes, doesn't mean we have to just kill them and eat the heart.
No, I couldn't agree with you more. I think you're absolutely right.
And now we're at school.
And now we're at school. And you know what that means? School means?
No more ponies. Stop.
But we can come back again.
Uh-huh.
Goodbye, doggies.
Bye.